Chapter 9.
The Jedi Order's problem is Yoda. No being can wield that kind of power for centuries without becoming complacent at best, or corrupt at worst. He has no idea that it's overtaken him. He no longer sees all the little cumulative evils that the Republic tolerates and fosters, from slavery to endless wars, and he never asks, why are we not acting to stop this? Live alongside corruption for too long, and you no longer notice the stench. The Jedi cannot help the slaves of Tatooine, but they can help the slave masters. Yoda's former Padawan, Dooku, to Darth Sidious.
Monastery entrance, Teth. The armored door opened with an ominous rumble like a bantha's gut and a faint smell of decay. Rex sighted up, checking out the long corridor in his rifle's optics. Yeah, he thought. We picked the wrong end of the bantha again. He flicked on his helmet spot lamp, throwing a blue-white disc of light on the far wall. The four troopers with him, Korik, Vaze, Iyar, and Lun, followed suit. Dense black pools marked the alcoves spaced at regular intervals along the full length of the passage, and where there were blind spots, there were potential ambushes. It was like one of the nightmarish house clearance exercises the GAR instructors on Kamino would run as part of training. They liked to show you just how many ways you could get yourself killed if you didn't have eyes in your backside and didn't treat every shadow as hostile. Standing on a nice, open battlefield with good, honest laser rounds raining down was actually comforting by comparison. Rex put his finger to his lips and signaled his squad to do a forward overlap maneuver, checking and clearing each section of the tunnel before moving on.
"Kill the lights unless we make enemy contact," Rex said. "Night vision visor and infrared."
He turned to Skywalker.
"You can see okay, can't you, sir?"
"I can sense my way," Anakin said. Ahsoka's boots crunched on something. "I'm fine. Togrutas have good low-light vision."
"No snacking on the local rodent life, little un."
He was glad she could take a joke. That was a big plus.
"But unless it's wearing a diaper, shoot it. No chances."
"Is that fair?"
Ahsoka asked. The two Jedi crept along the passage behind him. Rex hoped their forced sense of danger was working.
"In hostage extraction, you don't have the luxury of checking ID. You slot them before they slot you. The only ones you give the benefit of the doubt are those you've already identified positively as hostages. Everyone else is a hostile until proven otherwise."
"Wow," she said. "What if..."
"I think hostile is a given here, Ahsoka," Skywalker said. "Do what Rex says." They edged down the passage, waiting for the worst. Rex tried to get an idea of the layout of the monastery, planning a search pattern in his head. It was going to take time.
"And it's going to have some Dooku surprises along the way. The general knows it. I know it."
Something a few meters ahead showed up in Rex's night vision. An unnaturally smooth surface that appeared as a green smear. It moved. Rex raised his rifle. Korik and Lun, 5 meters ahead, slammed it against the wall and put their deeces to its head, just as Skywalker lunged forward with his lightsaber drawn. It was a droid. Not a battle droid, just a regular domestic clanker. And it was lucky it wasn't already a smoking pile of scrap. "Who are you?" Skywalker demanded. His blue blade lit up its face.
"I am the caretaker of this holy place, sir. 4A7. You have liberated me from those battle droids."
The droid froze. Korik and Lun didn't stand down.
"Thank you."
Skywalker didn't look inclined to shut down his lightsaber either.
"Where's the hut?"
"The battle droids kept their prisoners on the detention level."
"Kept?"
Skywalker's grip on his weapon didn't relax one bit.
"So they've all left, have they?"
"I appear to be alone here, yes."
It didn't matter if 4A believed that or not. Rex didn't, and it was obvious that Skywalker didn't either. "So where's the detention level?"
"Down those stairs, sir." They lead to the storage cellars, which were turned into cells by the heathens who defiled this place.
Rex gestured to Korik and Lun to let the droid go on its way. But he kept an eye on it as it left, and he didn't like the sound of cellars and stairs. Both presented their own security issues. Skywalker motioned Ahsoka ahead and turned to Rex.
Yes, I know, but you stay here and secure the exit, Captain.
Yes, sir. You must be psychic.
No, just as suspicious as you are. Skywalker vanished into the gloom, Ahsoka at his side. Korik flicked on his helmet spot lamp and tracked 4A up and down the passage as the droid went about its business, which seemed to consist of flicking pieces of debris from ledges and muttering to itself. Rex switched to a secure comm circuit that linked him to his squad and nobody else.
Trust is a virtue, Sergeant.
He looked at the doorway to scan the courtyard outside for devices and droid activity.
Like patience. I must have been at the back of the line when they handed those out then, sir. Me too. He knows he's walking into trouble, doesn't he? Yes. I have this nagging feeling we ought to be down there with him. Don't worry, Sergeant.
Rex activated a few more HUD icons with rapid blinks. He knew the coordinates of every gunship, each sergeant.
If the General comes back with any broken bones, they won't be his.